Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It from WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. The singer-songwriter Pratik Kuhad grew up in Jaipur, India, and became a New Yorker in his teens when he enrolled at NYU to major in math. His major breakthrough came around 2019 when a single of his landed on former President Barack Obama's annual music playlist after receiving millions of streams. The track was called Cold Mess.
I wish I could leave you, my love.
Kuhad has since amassed a fan base in both the United States and India and toured at venues from Europe to Singapore. And just this week, he played Brooklyn. This month, he released a deluxe version of his 2022 album, The Way That Lovers Do. He joins me now live in WNYC Studio 5, and he has a guitar. Pratik, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Would you start us off with a song?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to play something from this deluxe called All I Need.
Would you break away if I tied my heartstrings to you, baby? And every day I wanna see your perfect body right beside me, baby. I want you to know that I had to try to open your heart and break in inside. I want you to know that I believe I'd heal all your wounds and take all your tears. Cause baby, you're all I need. Do you believe I wanna love you like the storm that lives inside me? Baby, pull me deep in your sea. I wanna swim through your veins. I wanna move through you, baby. I want you to know that I did try to open your heart and break in inside. I want you to know that I believe I'd heal all your wounds and take all your tears. Cause baby, you're all I need. Baby, you're all I need. Baby, you're all. I want you to know that I had to try to open your heart and break in inside. I want you to know that I believe I'd heal all your wounds and take all your tears. Cause baby, you're all I need. 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 And I could be all you need.
That was Pratik Kuhad. That is from the album The Way That Lovers Do. When did you write that song, Pratik?
This one, I think it was the summer of 2019, actually.
Did you sit down to write a love song?
I almost never sit down with a purpose to write about any particular thing or idea. Mm-hmm. I just sit down, I kind of start writing and just see where the song really takes me versus anything else.
So I read somewhere in one of the interviews that you were in the studio for 70 days working on The Way That Lovers Do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Seattle?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so tell me what you did in that 70 days.
A lot of recording. Mainly just a lot of recording. I'd written the songs already.
Okay.
You know, I usually just write all the time, in the sense, you know, I'll take breaks for a week or 2 weeks, but I'm pretty much, whether I'm traveling, whether I'm touring, whether I'm at home, I just write whenever I feel like really writing, and that's how kind of I build a collection of songs. And yeah, so leading up to studio time in Seattle, we were just working on demos and stuff back in India. And then Seattle, the 70 days odd that we spent there was just tracking stuff, doing a lot of vocals, just lots and lots of production. Like every day was like a, you know, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. kind of like 6 days a week, nonstop.
So were you just recording an enormous amount of material and then you would go back and decide and curate? Or had you come in with a certain number of songs and you just wanted to get them perfect?
A bit of both, I would say. I mean, we did about like, I want to say like 16 to 18 songs. And then I ended up putting out only 11. So there was some that, you know, and I'd planned to do more, actually. I came with like a good like 20, 25 songs, ended up recording that many and then leaving out a few. Yeah, it was a bit of both, because any song that we approached, it was always like, let's get it as close to, you know, perfect, at least in my my idea of perfection, I guess, as possible, and then kind of move on to the next one.
And with this new deluxe record, what do we hear? What do we get on the deluxe record?
So on the deluxe record is like a few of these songs, like these extra songs that I just talked about, Hopelessly and I Never Knew. Those are like two songs which we did not put out last year with the main album release. And then I've been just touring with my band from India a lot all of last year. And we worked on these kind of acoustic versions of a few songs, you know, which are stripped down, just like guitar, piano. Some of them have drums, some don't, like really just more chilled out versions of some of the songs. There's like five acoustic versions. And then there's a feature by this artist called Ravina, who's a singer-songwriter from here, from the States, and that's, so she did a verse on one of the songs from last year called Bloom.
I think we pulled that. Let's take a listen.
'Cause I don't have your eyes to stare into. I dare you to compare your embrace to anywhere. I still need you, I don't care. Don't you know I've been on my own far too long? If you're on your way, I'll stick around.
Now, if someone goes and listens to Ravina's music, it's a little bit alternative R&B when she's on her own. What made you want to work with her?
I just love her voice, honestly. Yeah. And I really like a lot of her songs as well. And even with like this record, with The Way That Lovers Do, there's a couple of songs which are almost approaching like R&B territory. Like especially like if you listen to like Just a Word, for example, it's got very R&B vibes. And I love a lot of genres of music, you know, R&B being one of them. And so I just, I've liked her music for like years. Like I kind of discovered her, I think like 5 or 6 years ago. So I've just really always liked her. And then we got connected a couple of years back. And I was like, man, do you want to like work on something together? Because I've loved your music for so long. Yeah. She's also just like a wonderful, you know, human being to just be around with. Just really good energy.
You look like you're ready to play another song.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not? Right. You had your guitar ready to go. What are we going to hear?
All right. So I'll do another one from the record called The Last Time. This is like one of my favorites from the album.
Last time I had you, how did I find you? Nosebleeds and sunscreen, and my heart screams, I want you. The lines blur in your fake fur. Your shiny fake skin purse. Hold me and I'll hold you.
baby, can you let me be someone again? Don't wanna hang sideways. Baby, can you let me be someone? Did I even know you? Did you even know me? Let's rewind. Baby, you're a safe space sometimes. Or maybe we just need time sometimes. When you kiss me and my lips hurt, when you touch me my skin burns. Baby, hold me through the night. I don't wanna hide away. Baby, can you let me be someone again? Don't wanna hang sideways. Baby, can you let me be someone again? Did I even know you? Did you even know me? Let's rewind. Our heartbeats line, we're one design. Our heartbeats line, we're one design. Our heartbeats line, we're one design. Our heart beats lined, we're one design. Baby, you're a safe space sometimes. Baby, you're a safe space sometimes. Maybe we just needed some time.
That's Prateek Guhad. When did you first pick up a guitar?
I think I was 16, mm-hmm. 16, maybe 17, something like that. Yeah.
Do you remember why?
I was taking guitars. I mean, the real story is I was taking guitar classes at school and I was kind of failing at them. So I started to like just work harder on it by working with this kind of like tutor outside of school who, you know, worked with me hard on like getting me just so that I don't fail guitar class in high school. And that's kind of how it started. But I just got kind of obsessed myself with it after that. I was just playing by myself.
You told Condé Nast Traveler that being a kid who can sing and play guitar is, quote, is a big deal in India.
Yeah.
How so?
It used, especially, I think at that time, and yeah. I come from a relatively smaller city in India called Jaipur, which did not have a very large, like, almost like non-existent, actually, like, music culture, other than, like, the traditional music, which was kind of there. But there was no concert culture. There was no, like, shows really that happened. And I was one of the few people who was, you know, like who could play the guitar. You know, not in the whole city, but, you know, at least in my kind of circle. And yeah. In school, there was just one or two other people. Like, it was not that common. Even if you could just play anything at all and, you know, kind of like sing a little bit, it was just like, whoa.
So then you come to New York to go to college. And what were your plans before the music thing took off?
I was studying math and economics at NYU. And that's just kind of, I did always like math, actually, and even in school, in high school. So I was pretty happy with like majoring in mathematics. And I was just playing shows on the side, you know. Mm-hmm. So this was supposed to be the main thing, like kind of doing the math and economics thing, maybe getting into finance or something like that. But then music kind of took off after college, yeah.
Do you see an intersection with math and music?
I don't. I hear a lot of people saying I don't at all. I mean, I get it because I feel like, you know, especially with like the technical side of music, sure, is a lot of, you know, there's a lot of like logic to it in terms of just harmonies work and stuff like that. But I think from a songwriter's perspective, you know, it's just more about like, actually, it's the complete opposite of math because there is really no rationality or reasoning to it. It's more about like emotions, what people like in music, like make you, maybe you can make it in a certain way, but what really moves people are also like the combination of the melody and the words. And that is a very intuitive, like non-scientific thing. Like I haven't figured out a, you know, a process to it really. It's just more about just kind of feeling it out, you know. So it's very different from math, which is the complete opposite, you know. Yeah.
Pratik, when did you find out that you had made former President Obama's annual playlist?
I mean, pretty much as soon as the post from his account came out,
What was noticeable? What happened? Did all of a sudden did your Instagram account go up? Did your phone blow up? What happened?
Yeah. My phone, both of those things happened. A lot of press followed the next couple of weeks in India. I did like tons of like national like TV interviews and it's a weird time, you know. It just all happened all very suddenly, but yeah.
How did it change things for you professionally?
I mean, I think it's just basically with all the press that followed and stuff, there was just suddenly a lot of people knew about me.
What are your next plans now that you've released this deluxe album? You just played Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Still touring, new music, what's next?
New music mainly, like mainly just like working on the next release, trying to wrap my head around, you know, I've been writing a bunch, but after writing it, it takes me a while to get perspective on what songs I want to put out and not. So I feel like I keep listening to them periodically every couple of months. And then also continuing to write more and hopefully like, you know, start putting out records again soon, yeah.
Anybody you want to collaborate with? You want to put it out into the universe?
I mean, I think I'll just like let the universe decide for me.
All right, you've graciously agreed to play one more song for us. What are we going to hear? And tell folks what you'd like to listen, you'd like them to listen for in this song.
So this is one of the songs that I was talking about earlier, which we did not put out last year. It's called Hopelessly. So this is on the Deluxe. It's a pretty old song, actually, and I've been wanting to put it out for a while. So
okay.
Yeah, another one of my favorites from the record. Yeah, nothing felt safer. So silently before I wrote it on paper, 'cause it's all I've really got. And you have me hopelessly in love. You have me hopelessly in love. I wanna believe you, but the pain comes in the way. I don't wanna leave you, all the signs they point away. And you have me hopelessly in love. Hopelessly in love. Me hopeless.
hopelessly in love. You have me hopelessly in love. You have me hopelessly in love. You have me hopelessly in love.
That was Prateek Gahad. Prateek, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is really fun.
And that is all of it for today. I'm Allison Stewart. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you. I will meet you back here next time.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your crave.